Good afternoon. We begin today in Simen Nun Beit, page Pei in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber writes in Bala Beis Akneses Umotzat Tzibur Besog Psufei Psuki de Zimra. If one came to Shul late and he finds that the Tzibur is at the end of Psuki de Zimra, Omer Baruch Sha'amar Ad Melech Muhul Ad Muhulah Batishbachos. So first you say, so in this case over here, we're talking about a situation where if a person davens Psuki de Zimra straight, they will not be able to daven Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. So therefore, in order to go ahead and catch up to the Tzibur, they have to skip. So the Shaila is, what do you skip? So first thing you do is you say Baruch Shamar, V'achakach Tila L'David Ad Mi'ato V'ad Olam Haleluka. Then you say Ashrei, V'achakach Halelu Es Hashem in Hashmar Ad Livnei Yisra Ankarova Haleluka. Then you say the third Haleluka, V'achakach Halelu Kel B'Kodsho. And then the fifth Haleluka, Ad Kol HaNeshama Tahaloka. So if you're running late, again, Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, third Haleluka, fifth Haleluka. Haga, Suramo writes, V'im Yesh Lo Shus Yoser, Yomar Hodu L'Hashem Kiru Ad V'hu Rachum. If you have a little bit more time, then you say V'hodu, V'yedalig Ad V'hu Rachum, Shekodim Ashrei. And then you skip from V'hu Rachum and Hodu, ultimately again, up until the Yehi Chavod, V'hu Rachum before Ashrei, Ki Bein Sayim Eino Rak Pesukim Melukatim, because in the middle there is only a compilation of other Pesukim. V'achar Kach Yishtabach, then you recite Yishtabach, V'achar Kach Yotzer U'Kriya Shema Birchoseha, so you're going Yishtabach, then Baruchu Birchos Kriya Shema, V'yispalel, and of course Kriya Shema, V'yispalel Matzibor, and then you'll be able to catch Shemona Esrei with the Tzibor. So again, if a person is running very late, Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, third Haleluka, fifth Haleluka, Yishtabach, Baruchu, Birchos, Kriya Shema, Shema, and Shemona Esrei. If a person has a little bit more time, so the Rama adds in, you should add Hodu up until V'hu Rachum, then V'hu Rachum up until Yihi Chavod. However, Hagav im ein o im od ein shows lo yomarak baruch shomar tila david v'yishtabach. So Rama adds in, but if a person is really pressed for time, then they should just say baruch shomar ashrei and yishtabach. But let's say a person comes really late and the tzibur is already saying Berchos Kriya Shema, and if you don't have time to say Psuke de Zimra, even skipping around, Yikra Kriya Shema Berchosem Tzibur Vispali Mohem, you say Kriya Shema with Berchos Kriya Shema and say Daven Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. V'achar Kach Kol Psuke de Zimra below Bracha Shlefneim v'lo Shalachareim. And then afterwards you say Psuke de Zimra, but if you say Psuke de Zimra after davening, there's an interesting halacha, namely that one does not recite the Brachos of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Meaning the idea of reciting Psuki Dezimra with Brachos is only a din when you're saying Psuki Dezimra as part of the normative course of davening. But if you're making up Psuki Dezimra after davening is already over, then Halacha Lamaisa, you only go ahead and recite the actual Psukim of Psuki Dezimra, but not the beginning or concluding Brachos of Baruch Sha'amar or Yishtabach. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on here and he says the following, Imba, the Mishnah Berurah has a very cute statement of Alacha Tchila Roi Lava LeBeis HaKnesses Bashkama Kedesh Lo Yitzarech LeDalig. As much as we're giving you the strategy for what to do in the event that you come late, writes the Mishnah Berurah, the best thing is don't come late, and therefore you won't have to skip. Ki Kasvu HaSvarim Shamagid Hisir LeBeis Yosef Lava LeBeis HaKnesses Bashkama Kedesh Yuchal LeHispalel Keseder V'lo B'Dilog. Because again, Svarim write that the Magid was careful to tell the Beis Yosef that he should come to shul early in order that he could daven in a normative order and he doesn't have to skip. Because if you skip around in davening, literally you turn around the tzinoros. The tzinor is like a faucet. Tzinor represents, again, the channels through which bracha comes down from Shemayim. So that's why, interestingly enough, so apparently the Magid told the Beis Yosef that perhaps on a more deeper or esoteric level, there is this concept of not changing the order of davening. And therefore, again, one should daven Psuki de Zimra ala Seder. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't come late. Interesting if the Mishnah Berurah says that there are those who, even when they did come late, would daven still in the order of Psuki de Zimra without skipping, because again, apparently that is the way to best access celestial bracha. Ava b'tshuva s'chacham tzvi, k'simin la'mitvav, k'asav demashe, k'asav b'seif sefer azor sheish l'spala ala seder haynu kishenu m'spala matzibor avalim echar lavo l'beis haknes zubak kishatzir m'spalin kule al mamodu diyadal kedil l'spala b'tzibor. But the Chacham Tzvi writes that this idea, the Zohar writes, that you should go ahead and daven straight, daven in the order, even if, daven in the order no matter what, is only if one is davening alone. But if one is going ahead and davening b'tzibor, everyone will agree that it is best to be able to daven Shmona Esri with the tzibor, and therefore, even if that requires one to skip, that is what one should do. V'chein pasak apri chadosh b'simen nun. V'afilu mi she'eno ragil l'spala matzibor b'tzmidus, even someone who doesn't daven regularly with a minyan, shino mashkim kol kach, mikomokim ira lo eze pam shebala b'isak neses, umatz l'tzibor b'sof psuki dizimra, ya'aseh kimo shekasa b'shulchan aruch. Da'al kopanim yesho l'iskos v'pam zel l'spala matzibor, v'ayim b'sharei tshuva, d'davkim yuchal lomar, al kopanim barshamar v'ashrei v'ishtabach, v'ayim So the Mishneh Berurah again writes over here that the Iker idea over here is that one should be able to daven with the tzibor. That's the goal, daven Shmona Esrei with the tzibor. That's the ultimate goal and ultimate aspiration. And even if it requires one to go ahead and skip a little bit of Psukei Dezimra, the goal ultimately is to daven Shmona Esrei with the tzibor. B'sof Psukei Dezimra, rotzeh lomar achar she'yaniach tefillin arosh, yu'omdin hatzibor b'sof Psukei Dezimra. V'ayin b'chai adam shekasev dimisachar lavo yira al kolpanim lomar kodim she'yaschil ispalo berchas al netila zayim elokan she'berchas haTorah. So remember again, the Mishneh Berurah says, we're talking about a case where by the time you put on your tefillin, you're going to be at the end of Psukei Dezimra. In that case, that's when the whole skipping comes in. But says the Mishneh Berurah, one should be careful that they should recite Al Netilas Yadayim, Elokein Shama, and Berchas haTorah prior to reciting Shmona Esrei. Dilafachi, because if you don't do this, Das Apri Chadosh Shebelokein Neshama Shlo Yomar Achra Tila Kiyatze Berchas Mechaim Esim Vayim Besof Simen Azem Ashkasavnu Baze Berchas haTorah Yeshleos Beim Simen Zeh. So remember, because if you go ahead and you don't say Berchas haTorah prior to davening, so there are many opinions that hold that Lamaisa, you are Yotzi with other parts of Tfilah. Therefore, in order to ensure that you get proper Berchas haTorah, so one should go ahead and recite it first thing. So the Mishneh Berurah continues, Omer Gimel, so the idea of the skipping over here is we want you to be able to daven Shmona Esrei together with the kila, together with the minyan. Yoser, Rotzelomar, Yoser Mechtei Shamir Tila David V'chalukos Ad Kol Nusham Tehaloka Tein Kol Min Medina La'amiras Hodu Sheheim Iker Psukei Dezimra. So this is actually very interesting. And Mishneh Berurah just adds in over here that as much as we gave you the basic framework for skipping on Psukei Dezimra, if you have more time, it would be more preferable to say the Halalukas than it would to say Hodu, since the Halalukas, which are the pure praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the Iker of Psukei Dezimra. V'kasa Magen Avram Od Te'amiras V'arivarta L'Shem Tifartecha Gam Kim Kol. So too again, the recitation of Vayivarch David also comes before Hodu, but not before the Halalukas. Ad v'hurachum halacha hey, kasev achay adam b'shabbes yidalek hamizmer shemosifin b'shabbes min lamatzeach adi chavol v'yomer kama b'chol came to dirim. This is interesting. Let's say you come late to shul on Shabbos morning. So in that case, you should skip the supplemental paragraphs for Shabbos in order to be able to say the weekday tefillos. Since the weekday tefillos occur with greater frequency, therefore they are recited first. V'im yesh shehos yoser loma alamatzeach l'dav b'shanos tefillah Moshe. They call them shar mizmer. If you have more time, you say lamatzeach l'dav b'shanos on tefillah Moshe, and those come before the other paragraphs, quotes over here the Zohar. Od kasa de b'shabes mechuyv lomer nishmas v'nikreis birchas asher mutav sheidalg mizmorim. But on Shabbos again, it's important also to get a nishmas, and even if that requires you to skip other things, you should do so. Then elo shehus klal, if there's no time at all, yomer baruch shomer tila dove nishmas v'yishtabach. So on Shabbos morning, if you're running very late and a person doesn't have time to say psukei dezimra, or else they're going to miss being able to daven with the tzibor, in that case, you would say baruch shomer Ashrei, Nishmas, and Yishtaboch. Yikra Kriyashma Halacha Vav, Ubechuvas Mishkinos Yaakov, Herich Baze, Vochiach de Birchas Baruch Sha'amar, Vishtaboch, Takana Kidum Meatanoim. So the Chuvas Mishkinos Yaakov explains that the Baruch Bracha, Baruch Sha'amar, and Yishtaboch, these are early enactments from the days of the Tanoim. But Alkain, therefore, it is better to daven alone. Interestingly enough, better to daven alone than to totally skip the brachos of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Ach, But if a person will have to skip it in its entirety, but if the chazan, let's say, is taking his time, and a person will have some time during Birchos Kriya Shema to be able to say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach, a person should certainly do that. The Iker Kapei Dehu Shiyispalo Tefillah Shmona Esrei Matzibur Balachosh. Because what's most important, the goal over here is that you should be able to recite Shmona Esrei together with the Tzibur. Ach Poshet Dechol Zehu B'Tnai But again, what's most important over here is that a person also should not miss out on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because ultimately, again, when balancing the din of Kriya Shema versus the din of Tefillah B'Tzibur, we would sooner go ahead and recite Kriya Shema, also given the fact that Kriya Shema is a biblical obligation. If a person comes so late that they won't even catch up for the tzibur, that even if they start by Yotzer Ar now, by Kriya Shema, they won't catch up with the tzibur for Shmona Esrei, then a person should not skip at all, rather should daven in the regular order. So this is very interesting. So all of this is all assuming that you can catch up with the tzibur for Shmona Esrei. But if you can't catch up with the tzibur for the silent Shmona Esrei, then the Mishnah Berurah writes, it is better to go ahead and just daven according to the basic order of the tefillah, of the siddur. Person davens Psukei Dezimra, then Shema, then is able to say the Bracha of Gal Yisrael juxtaposed to Shmona Esrei. But if a person rushes too much and they're not going to be able to go ahead and even catch up Shmona Esrei, better just to daven on one's own. Now what he says on one's own, meaning I'm still davening in shul, but I'm not davening together with the tzibur. Acharehem halocha ches. This is, remember, so the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch explained that in the event that I came late to shul, and now I'm going ahead and I skip Psukei Dezimra in its totality because I want to be able to daven Shema and Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, I go back and I say Psukei Dezimra after davening, but I go ahead and I recite Psukei Dezimra without Baruch Sha'ama or Yishtabach, without the bracha before or after. So writes the Mishnah Berurah, Ches Achareim Dahainu Baruch Sha'ama V'Yishtabach Kilo Niskinu L'Ra Poskim Kim Kol D'Matfilah. Because the takana, the enactment, that we recite a bracha on Psukei Dezimra before and after, is only when Psukei Dezimra precedes, precedes Birchos Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei. It's as a preparatory tefillah. That's what Psukei Dezimra does. It's there to put us in the right mindset, ultimately, again, for Shema and Shmona Esrei. Therefore, if one skipped Psukei Dezimra in order to recite Shema and Shmona Esrei, so then halacha lemaisa, a person will go ahead and recite the psukim of Psukei Dezimra, but will not recite the brachos. Basically, we'll stop over here for today. Emir Tzashem will pick up with the Ramah at the end of Sif Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.